On a Wednesday afternoon along 4th Street, motorists park and feed coins into the parking meters. Jeff Koppel doesn't feed the meters, but says he has an excuse.
Well, mostly when you're doing deliveries, you're allowed 30 minutes with your hazards on.
Koppel, who delivers pizzas, still gets occasional parking tickets. He says some of those are his fault, others not. But he'd rather just pay the fines than contest those citations.
I've got quite a few outstanding tickets, and I own the shop, so but I also run some of the deliveries.
And do you pay the tickets promptly?
I wouldn't say promptly all the time, so I'm sure I got a couple outstanding ones.
When Koppel pays the typical $15 parking fine, about 37 cents goes to the company that issued the ticket, Lanier Parking. Since 2004, Lanier has been contracted to issue parking citations at the city's 5,000 metered spots. Before that, the police wrote the tickets, and they still can. But Parking Authority Executive Administrator Kathy Duncan says the previous system wasn't always efficient.
With LMPD, the parking citations were less critical. So their officers may be pulled to do traffic, understandably so, because they have much more important roles in accidents and traffic. So sometimes the enforcement officers would be pulled off to do traffic or, you know, so there wasn't a consistent set of officers out on the street.
To free up police officers and step up enforcement, Park contracted with Lanier. Duncan says the company doesn't have much power or responsibility beyond writing tickets and putting immobilizing boots on cars. Lanier gets 2.5% of citation fines and no money from the coins put into meters. But that's not the company's only source of income. The parking contract is reimbursable, which means that operating expenses for Lanier's 25 Louisville employees, their office, utilities, and uniforms are all paid for by the city. Last year, $2 million came in from citations, and just over $500,000 went to Lanier for management fees and expenses. Duncan says it's worth it.
Well, saved, obviously, a great deal of the payroll, the retirement, the, you know, having those employees on staff versus having a contracted employee. Plus, they had the expertise.
It may very well be done more efficiently, and government is often inefficient, and so that is one of the issues that the actual you mentioned, efficiency. Oftentimes, private entities can do it more efficiently.
Dr. Dewey Clayton teaches political science at the University of Louisville. He says privatization is a good way for governments to save money on employee benefits, and it will likely increase in tough economic times as government revenue shrinks. But Clayton says contracting can also create problems, as it has on the national level with overseas defense contractors.
When government is involved, you're talking about individuals basically maintaining a certain level of ethics and sure, you know, you can trust business to do that. But with business's motive being profit, sometimes, as we have seen, unfortunately, they can skirt around that.
Citing company policy, Lanier officials declined to comment about their operations in Louisville or other cities. Lanier's contract expires at the end of September. Clayton says as Park reviews bids for a new contract, transparency and a simple process for motorists to appeal citations should be top priorities. Park officials say Lanier has generally received good marks for its performance since 2004. Back on 4th Street, delivery man Jeff Koppel and other parkers do have complaints, but not about tickets or Lanier.
I definitely think they could use some more street parking, especially around here in the 4th Street area. It is a lot of trouble when we're doing deliveries all over downtown, but it certainly would help to have more parking.
Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.